Vehicle-to-vehicle, or V2V, is a short-range communication technology that enables vehicles to exchange vital information 10 times per second about location, speed, acceleration, and braking. Cars will be able to calculate the hazard risk within about 300 meters and alert their drivers or even take automatic collision avoidance action. The drivers will be able to see, hear, or even feel the hazard signals through vibration of the seat. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration expects the new system to reduce the number of car accidents by as much as 80%, especially those where alcohol is not a factor. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Greg Winfrey says the new technology will change the whole attitude toward car crashes.
The way to look at it is the first 50 years of transportation safety have focused on surviving crashes. We see the future as technology that avoids crashes overall.
Critics admit that V2V technology is revolutionary, but warn about possible conflicts in the wireless bands in which it will operate. Scott Belcher is the chief operating officer of the advocacy group Intelligent Transportation Society of America.
If somehow we're sharing the spectrum and there's interference, and so a car that could have prevented a crash, we are not able to prevent a crash because somebody else is using the spectrum.
Belcher says that the public may also be concerned about the privacy and the possibility of tracking individual drivers and their driving habits. Government agencies and the private sector have already invested almost $1 billion in research. Officials expect the new technology will become mandatory by early 2017, and they see it as a first step toward a future 21st century integrated transportation system. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.